Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Now, I wonder how they celebrated this big victory in the House. A bill that passed 220-204 with only three Republicans, you won't believe which three, joining all but two Democrats in support. What does the bill do? It legalizes marijuana. And you may say, well, wait a minute, wait. I thought that marijuana was already legal in most places. Well, there's some 37 states that have at least legalized medical marijuana. And 18 of them that have legalized recreational marijuana. So what does this new bill do, and is it a good thing for the Republic? We are told by the Democrats behind it that it is largely a racial justice bill. Why? Is we're legalizing marijuana such a wonderful thing for black Americans? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We will get to all of that with Kevin Sabat. Dr. Sabat has studied, written about, and implemented drug policy for more than 20 years. He's currently the president and CEO of SAM, which stands for Smart Approaches to Marijuana, a nonprofit organization he founded with Congressman Patrick Kennedy. Yes, that's the son of the late Senator Edward Kennedy, and with former Bush speechwriter David Frum. His book, Reefer Sanity, Seven Great Myths About Marijuana, was published in 2013 and will be released in a second edition. He's also co-editor of Marijuana and Contemporary Health, etc., and an assistant adjunct professor at Yale and an institute director at the University of Florida. Dr. Sabat, always a pleasure to speak to you. Why are they focusing on this bill right now? Is it to give people some basis for escaping from the horrible news about Ukraine?
Well, thanks for having me, Michael. Honestly, I think they're passing this now to, we got to pay back the lobbyists somehow, right? There are hundreds of marijuana lobbyists that have swarmed into Washington trying to get a piece of the pie. And by the way, the lobbyists could care less about racial justice. This isn't about racial justice. This is about private profit. This is about big tobacco getting a second life. This is about big alcohol. Even big pharma has a hand in this. So really, these are about big industries trying to make money. And, unfortunately, they are paying off some of our politicians, and it's really shameful. The good news is this isn't going to go anywhere in the Senate. The Democrats are not united on this in the Senate. There are about half a dozen Democrats on my count in the Senate that would oppose this or at least not vote yes.
And Joe Manchin, right?
Joe Manchin, the delegation from New Hampshire, I think someone like Senator Tester, someone like Senator Brown, I think there are some sensible, there's still some sensible folks there. So I don't think they would go for it. And the other good news is that President Biden has actually been steadfastly opposed to legalization. So I don't think it's going to really go anywhere. But yeah, listen, they're pushing buttons, and what they're not talking about is how today's marijuana is not Woodstock weed that they might have, used in college. This is stuff that can be up to 99% potent. I get calls from parents daily who either have a kid in treatment for marijuana or, God forbid, they've lost their usually son to a suicide because of high potent THC products that are quote unquote legal. So, there's a lot we should be talking about with marijuana, but legalization is not one of them.
Yeah, I mean, the racial justice thing, I can't get over. Are people suggesting, when they say this is really a racial justice issue, that marijuana is uniquely beneficial to the black community?
Well, they are. Some people are suggesting that, and they're saying, well, this, you know, because of criminalization. But the issue is, even if you agree with the criminalization issue, you can decriminalize without legalizing. You know, you could allow it, you know, listen, if you really want to smoke a joint, you could allow it like sort of how we allow speeding. We sort of don't allow it, but we don't arrest people and give them a criminal record for it. But you don't need to, you know, get rid of speed limits, which is what legalization does. You're just getting rid of all the laws and saying we should just legalize it. And you know, what's really interesting, though, Michael, is you now have, it's kind of coming full circle, because now you have some writers, you know, in the media and others who are saying, you know what, the racial justice thing hasn't worked out very well. Like, we have examples of legalization around the country, as you said, several states, and yet this isn't like bringing wealth and prosperity to, you know, black and indigenous and people of color. I mean, today in the New Republic, written by somebody who I don't think is exactly anti-drug, by the way, said, you know, her headline was, marijuana legalization has been less a revolution and more a grim continuation of a deeply American form of inequality in which prosperity and social mobility are technically possible, but utterly unlikely. That is what's happening with marijuana. It's the people that already have money that are making money. It's not the, you know, corner kid from Harlem who's all of a sudden going to get pot licenses and become a millionaire. That's not happening.
Right, and it's not setting loose hundreds of thousands of prisoners who are in prison right now because of drug use.
Absolutely not. People are not in prison for smoking a joint. They just haven't been. Are there some people in some states who have been given disproportionate sentences along with their other crimes? Yes, I'm sure there are, but you can count them, you know, pretty easily. We're not talking about thousands. And for those hundreds, yeah, let's work on their sentences. Let's have criminal justice reform. I'm not opposed to that, and I certainly don't want to incarcerate people for using, but this idea that legalization should be, you know, empty our prisons, well, I'm still waiting that for that to happen in all of the states that have legalized. Prison populations aren't going down. In fact, ironically, some arrests are going up related to marijuana, like use in public, for example, or driving arrests, because that's still illegal. So, ironically, you're actually increasing entry to the criminal justice system for some people because you're allowing them to use, and they're using in places they're actually not allowed, but they don't know it.
This is something you almost never hear about in the local press where I live, which is Seattle, Washington area.
Right.
We've been having this incredibly horrifying surge in crime, and it's crime of every kind.
Yeah.
I mean, usually it's you have a differential result for property crimes and violent crimes. Now it's everything up. Boom, boom, boom.
Right.
Now, we've recently legalized marijuana in our state. Is it ridiculous to think that there is some association?
It's not ridiculous because we know marijuana, today's marijuana, is specifically connected and associated very strongly with psychosis and antisocial behavior. And people think of marijuana as, you know, you just smoke a joint and you're all, you know, relaxed. And yes, for some people, sure. But for other people, it brings on a psychotic episode. It brings on a major, major mental health episode that absolutely can result in crime. Also, by the way, just because you've legalized it doesn't mean that it's free, so you still are going to have to steal to get money to buy it, whether you're buying it from a dealer, a friend, or a pot shop. So that part of it hasn't gone away. You know, so I used to be very skeptical about the crime nexus. I would say, well, there are other things we need to focus on, like, you know, the issue of just mental illness generally with marijuana, or heart issues, because marijuana in the heart, you know, is very bad for the cardiovascular system, or of course the lungs or the developing brain. But you now look more and more at the literature on violence and on crime, and believe it or not, marijuana is connected to things that we wouldn't have thought. There's actually a very good editorial today, Michael, you bring this up at a great time, editorial today by the Washington Examiner that talks today about the Washington Times, that talks about this and actually mentions something that I don't think a lot of people realize, which is the Parkland shooter, said very clearly that he would frequently hear demon voices and would consume large amounts of marijuana to try and silence those voices. And that didn't silence those voices. That made those voices louder.
Amplified rather than silenced. The bill is called the Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement Act. That spells MORE. It's an acronym. Speaking with Kevin Sabat, we'll be right back talking more about the future of drug costs and regulation coming up on the MedVet Show.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today. 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or visit AmericanFederal.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
the Michael Medved show, the book by Dr. Kevin Sabat is called Smokescreen, and it's a powerful, mind-changing, persuasive book. It's Smokescreen, What the Marijuana Industry Doesn't Want You to Know. One of the things they don't want you to know is the item of a headline today, Surprising Side Effects of Marijuana, Studies Say. And one of them that's really surprising is sleep disruption. Because most potheads, I'm sorry, we know this from years of broadcasting and people, angry potheads, call all the time. But they're sleepy. They sound sleepy. There's slurred speech and they're tired. And, okay, here's what they're listing for this new study, which I'm sure you know about, Kevin. Is sleep disruption psychosis, which is not good. We've got plenty of that without marijuana. Impaired vision and panic attacks. Studies show exposure to cannabis can alter the genetic profile of sperm. Also not great. So, but wouldn't, I mean, I know this is your life and it's your life's work. I mean, people understand that fentanyl is terrible and can kill you,
right?
And they understand the devastating impact of so many other drugs where the impact has gone up and up and up and up. And the idea that the answer to that is legalizing weed so that you have all kinds of corporate interests. People who claim they hate big business somehow make an exception when it comes to big weed.
That's exactly what they do, because they're letting big tobacco basically come and usher in, get breed the second life in them. But you're right. I mean, listen, if marijuana didn't come with, this pre-existing notions that so many people have and just appeared on the scene today and is doing what today's high-potency marijuana is doing, there would be no talk of legalization. Just like there's no talk of legalizing fentanyl. We have medical grade fentanyl, but nobody's saying that, we should give fentanyl out to users, right? So there would be no talk. Marijuana is a victim of its past reputation as, a harmless weed that makes you giggle. Because people don't realize that today's marijuana is genetically bred to be very different, to be very, very highly potent and dangerous. And those parts of those things that you mentioned, Michael, reproductive system with the sperm and vision and, judgment and psychosis, science shows that, because not only in the experience, but, biology shows this, because THC binds to the receptors in the brain that are responsible for those things that you mentioned. So it's not a surprise that we're seeing this in the behavior of, especially of medium and long-term users. Another study came out last week, a follow-up study to a landmark IQ study that came out 10 years ago, and it found again that people who use marijuana, moderate to heavy marijuana use in adolescence, resulted in a 5.5-point IQ loss by the time they were in their 40s. They saw a 6-point IQ loss in their 30s. So, none of this stuff's helpful. It's certainly not helpful to us as a country either.
Oh, which is just so incredibly shocking when you think about it. What's the right approach? Let's say that this is a public health issue, which it is. What's the best way to actually discourage, at least stop the increase in marijuana use, which is so much been part of legalization?
Well, the best way is to not legalize it, and which would promote and commercialize it. So we need to discourage it through science-based awareness campaigns. We need to get people. There are actually a lot of people, believe it or not, in Hollywood that have had a lot of problems with marijuana, and they're kind of afraid to speak up because they worry that they're going to be ostracized. And so we need people, with well-known names to speak up a little bit about why this has been problematic for them and to discourage young people from using. Because you have people who use a lot, like the Miley Cyruses of the world, Will and Jada Smith's daughter, who was a major user, who said it was getting in the way of her life. I mean, you have people that, sometimes here and there in a random article said that this wasn't great. We need more of that. But we need to get the science out. And just like the speed limit, you know, we need these laws to discourage use. It doesn't mean that everybody who speeds, number one, is going to get into a car crash. And it doesn't mean that everyone who speeds should be arrested and given a life sentence. Of course not. Same thing with marijuana. But we need to discourage it. And we would never get rid of speed limits and think that that's going to somehow encourage healthy, you know, safer driving. It's the same kind of thing with marijuana. We need marijuana laws as a cultural norm, normative statement. But then, you know, obviously not to go overboard with it, but to focus on prevention and treatment. By the way, there are millions of Americans who need treatment for marijuana, and they don't know where to go. They feel very alone by society that's telling them marijuana is the best thing since sliced bread. And they kind of need permission to be able to seek help, frankly.
Yeah, this bill that just passed the Senate, the MORE Act, Marijuana Opportunity Reinvestment and Expungement, and they're not expunging people, they're expunging their records. But it had three Republican supporters, one of whom was kind of a surprising name to see there, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republican of Florida, who is right now he's under all kinds of ethics investigations for taking women across state lines who are underage. And okay, he's got some problems. He's also perceived of and very proud to be one of the members of Congress who's closest to President Trump. Do you have any knowledge of why Matt Gaetz would be for this legislation?
Honestly, it's a great question, Michael. I don't, other than he is very enthusiastic about marijuana. So people can make their own inferences. I won't make that inference. But he just is. And I don't know, just like a young, cool guy. I don't know. Dana Rohrabacher was like that too, the former rep from Huntington Beach, California, Republican there who was beaten by, was just really into it. And actually Don Young, from Alaska, you have a handful of Republicans. And now you have Nancy Mace, by the way, who voted against it, but only because it wasn't her bill. But Nancy Mace has become kind of one of the biggest spokespeople for marijuana because she thinks it helped her, you know, with a traumatic event in her life, a very devastating event. But again, it's just too bad. They're not listening to the science. They're sort of playing off some anecdote.
Isn't that fascinating? Because here you're dealing with 435 members of the House, each one of whom has, given the typical age of people in the House right now, I think it's safe to say that it's no longer the era where you can say, well, I never smoked, I smoked but I never inhaled. That's something for the past. Kevin Sabat, for the future. I think his book, Smoke Screen, is essential reading. When we come back, there's another legal matter, a kidnap case. And it's the most bizarre kidnap case. The jury is going to now be deliberating for a second day. People could go to prison for the rest of their lives. Who did they kidnap? Nobody. Who are they planning to kidnap? Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The images coming out of Ukraine are shocking and horrifying, but not surprising. So said White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan during a briefing. Sullivan adding war crimes are being committed by Russian forces.
We had already concluded that Russia committed war crimes in Ukraine, and the information from Bucha appears to show further evidence of war crimes.
He stressed Russia's plan is likely aimed at weakening Ukraine as much as possible. He praised Ukrainians for holding firm in much of the country and said Western allies will not break. Police in Sacramento say they've made an arrest in connection to Sunday's early morning mass shootings. Police Chief Kathy Lester saying DeAndre Martin was taken into custody on a charge of assault with a firearm and other charges. No other information is being released. This is USA Radio News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, who's running for re-election, and right now, and she's running as an extremely interesting Republican candidate who's a former police commissioner or police chief in Detroit. Black guy. And he has not yet won the Republican nomination, and Governor Whitmer at the moment at least is enjoying a big prohibitive lead. And she is probably helped to some extent by all of the publicity for this trial that went to the jury on Friday. They had a couple of hours Friday. They've had a full session today. They're going to be going overnight. There are four guys who are facing life imprisonment if convicted. And their names are Brandon Caserta. Let's go, Brandon. Brandon Caserta, Barry Croft, Adam Dean Fox, and Daniel Harris. And the government's accusations were jarring. Several men with militia ties. That doesn't mean neckwear. That means they had militia connections. I wonder what a militia tie would look like. Jeremy, could we market militia ties? Can you imagine? I guess the militia tie could have that picture of the statue of the Minuteman over in Lexington. The government's accusations were jarring. Several men with militia ties had schemed to abduct Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan at her vacation home. The group, prosecutors and witnesses said, had held a series of field training exercises and discussed killing her, or, better yet, stranding her in a boat in the middle of Lake Michigan. As the trial of four men unfolded over the last month, federal prosecutors presented a barrage of alarming messages. And when you read these messages, I mean, these people are not waiting for the legalization of marijuana. I think they're taking matters in their own hands and mouths. But as the trial of the four men unfolded over the last month, federal prosecutors presented a barrage of alarming messages and surreptitious recordings that they said revealed the group's plan to storm Ms. Whitmer's home, eliminate her security detail, and detonate a bridge to slow any police response to the kidnapping. Another man, a former co-defendant, who then pleaded guilty before the trial and is now working with the government, testified that he hoped the kidnapping would touch off a civil war and prevent Joe Biden from becoming president. Testimony during the trial, one of the highest profile domestic terrorism prosecutions in memory, has provided a glimpse into increasingly brazen and violent discourse among some on the far right. But the case has also raised questions about when hateful political speech and gun possession cross a line from constitutionally protected acts to crimes. The men on trial at the federal courthouse in Grand Rapids were among 14 who were arrested back in October of 2020 before there was any attempt to carry out a plan. Jurors briefly began deliberations on Friday afternoon, were scheduled to resume these discussions Monday, and now the matter has been, the judge actually urged people to go home, relax, and to watch the NCAA championship game, then to come back between Kansas and North Carolina, and then to come back refreshed to finish their job on the jury. Prosecutors described the defendants, Brandon Caserta, Barry Croft, Adam Fox, and Daniel Harris, as threats to American democratic order, who spoke openly about political violence as their frustration with COVID-19 restrictions mounted before the 2020 election. Ms. Whitmer, a first-term governor with a national profile, took a more restrictive approach to the pandemic in 2020 than some other Midwestern governors, keeping many rules in place even after case numbers dropped. Christopher Gibbons, a lawyer for Mr. Fox, that's one of the defendants, described the entire case as a trap laid by the government to ensnare misfits with unpopular political views. Mr. Gibbons insisted that his client never joined any conspiracy to kidnap Ms. Whitmer. He's a big talker, Gibbons said of his client, where he said he lived in the basement of a vacuum store. That sounds kind of depressing, doesn't it? Yes. He lived in the basement of a vacuum store and had few friends. He never really stops talking. He talks about things the government doesn't like. Yeah, like blowing people up and shooting them and kidnapping. Those are things the government doesn't like. You think? Which governor is going to end up dragged off and hung for treason first? Mr. Croft posted on Facebook in May 2020, according to an FBI agent who examined his account. Another FBI agent testified that Mr. Caserta posted that January about the Second Amendment giving people the perfect right to kill agents of the government when they become tyrannical. In May, near the end of the height of the pandemic lockdown, that FBI agent said Mr. Caserta posted that it was, quote, about time Americans use the Second Amendment for its true intended purpose, which is to kill government agents. I don't think in even the most unconventional law school you will find people suggesting the real purpose of the Second Amendment, amendment was to encourage you to kill people who work for the government. Prosecutors said that Croft, who lived in Delaware, repeatedly traveled to the Midwest for weapons training and meetings during the summer of 2020, including a nighttime recon mission to the governor's vacation home. Now, this is classic. Listen carefully. They're going to the government's vacation home near Elk Rapids, Michigan, a rural town about 250 miles northwest of Detroit. Several of the men ended up driving aimlessly down her street again and again and again because they wrote down the wrong address for the house. It goes on, and unfortunately, it's not funny because they accumulated a lot of weapons, and what I don't really understand is the need to post about this and to put it out there on the internet. And yes, by the way, I do think it's entirely possible that they will either be, I think it's unlikely they'll all be acquitted, but they will be found guilty of much lesser charges because they didn't actually do anything. But they were all involved with what is called the Boogaloo movement. Do you remember about the Boogaloo movement? It hasn't gotten a lot of attention. There were a few Boogaloo people. They wear Hawaiian shirts. Because this is, they think that Big Luau sounds like Boogaloo. And this is based on a movie called Electric Boogaloo, and it's about a race war that they want to foment. And they thought that if they could get the Boogaloo, if they blocked Joe Biden somehow from becoming president. The disengagement at the heart of the federal the disagreement at the heart of the federal case about when rhetoric becomes a criminal conspiracy was on display Thursday when Mr. Harris, 24, took the witness stand. He was the only defendant to testify on his own behalf during the trial. Mr. Harris's lawyer repeatedly asked him whether he had agreed to kidnap the governor. Over and over, Harris said no. But when prosecutors confronted him with chant messages about shooting Ms. Whitner, the governor, he acknowledged, yes, I sent them, including one in which he suggested posing as a pizza delivery driver and killing her when she answered the door. You know, what if a servant answers the door? I mean, she is the governor. What if one of her kids answers the door? Anyway, we will follow the final deliberations on this trial. There's more coming up. Yes, insanity is a very big problem in the United States. We will be right back.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Dr. Jay Cost on The Mind of Madison. In the midst of dysfunctional politics, the life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on The Mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And on the Michael Medved show, we cover a lot, and we try to keep up to date with everything that is happening in our world. But what's extraordinarily important sometimes is to get background on the history of what we're talking about. And that's particularly true when some of the biggest fights in America have to do with how we tell America's story, how we tell it in schools, how we tell it in media, how we basically explain America to the people who live here or growing up here, who want to be patriotic Americans. Check out what we have on offer at the Medved History Store. We have a whole array of nearly 100 different programs about key questions in American history. One is it fair to call America a Christian nation? Is it still fair to call America a Christian nation? Which I think, by the way, the answer is yes, because the overwhelming majority of people, and this is one of those things people get lied to all the time. 70% of Americans still describe themselves as Christian and committed to that. So what does that mean for the country? That and much more at Medved History Store. And when you become a Medhead Plus member, all of the history programs can be streamed free. You write online, free, no charge at all. And the cost for Medhead membership, Medhead Plus membership, is 22 cents a day. Check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. And, okay, right now there is obviously a tremendous amount going on in the world that is very, very disturbing. The images from Bucha in Ukraine, isn't it terrible that no one really, I think almost no one in America would have heard of the city of 39,000 people, of Bucha, if it hadn't been for these awful photographs and videos of the bodies that the Russian invaders left behind as somehow their attempt to terrify the Ukrainian people. The Ukrainian people who've been through a lot already, seems to me, are going to not be terrified and not drop their defense of their own independence based upon those photos. But with all of that going on, we still have concerns of different kinds, like this Sacramento horror that occurred, and that they now have identified at least one of the two suspects, and I'm fairly likely both of them is going to be come out. It's going to be someone who's a career criminal, and the reason we know that is because one of the charges against the first suspect that they've apprehended is, they say, going to be possession of a firearm by a prohibited person. But Steve Kerr, the Golden State Warriors coach, says that he actually has a different idea about what needs fixing to prevent other situations like the Sacramento massacre. This is clip 14.
At some point, our government has to decide, are we going to have some common sense gun laws? It's not going to solve everything, but it will save lives. And, you know, several years ago, the House passed a background check law, H.R. 8, sponsored by Mike Thompson, a congressman here in Napa, passed the House with bipartisan support, never made it to the light of day in the Senate, despite the fact that 80 to 90% of Americans support background checks. And, you know, you think about all of the common sense laws we could and should put in place if we had any guts.
Okay, this is one of those things that the criminal here was apparently in possession of a gun that was illegal to him. So it was already illegal for him to get this gun. What is it you want to do more, Coach? I mean, you're talking about the procedure of him buying a gun. And the truth of the matter is that some of the people that they are letting out of prison, that the people on the left want to let out of prison, it doesn't matter what the law says, frankly, about their access to firearms, unless you're actually going to enforce laws that already exist against the acquisition of those weapons. There's another stunning poll by the Wall Street Journal, and boy, does it, I think, have a lot to say about what the political climate is going to be coming up. Assuming that the decision by the Supreme Court, and I think it probably will be a 6-3, maybe even, who knows, a 7-3, because by that time I think it's very likely that Judge Jackson is going to be on the court. And as a number of people have observed, ideologically she is a replacement for Stephen Breyer. She was a former law clerk for Stephen Breyer, and he wasn't all that left leaning, and she's probably more conservative, more centrist than he is. In any event, abortion restriction favored by 48%. And this is pretty amazing. With lawmakers in several states pushing forward with bills that would ban abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy, 48% of surveyed voters said they would strongly or somewhat favor restrictions on abortion, with exemptions to protect the health of the mother, while only 43% were in opposition. In other words, a plurality, but it's close. It's so closely divided. When they ask about after 15 weeks, would you be in favor of banning all abortions, and with only one exception being the health of the mother? And 48% saying yes. After 6 weeks, which is, of course, much more radical, and the reason it's more radical is after 6 weeks, there are many women who don't know they're pregnant after 6 weeks. Oh, virtually everyone knows you're pregnant after 15 weeks, and in fact, the 95% of all abortions are performed after 15 weeks. So if you have a state that has passed one of these 15-week laws, like Mississippi has, and there are a bunch of other states that have followed Mississippi's example. Idaho followed the Texas example, which is far more controversial. I think it's very likely that the Supreme Court, when they look at these new laws, will allow the Mississippi restriction at 15 weeks, but disallow the Texas restriction at 6 weeks. Especially given this polling data, which shows more support for this kind of regulation than you might think. Support for a new movie from Disney, family comedy? Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
A 13-year-old in Pittsburgh has dreams of Broadway glory, but he can't even win a part in his middle school drama club in Better Nate Than Ever, now streaming on Disney+.
Forget New York. I'm just trying to survive seventh grade. I love that you're still acting.
Based on a 10-year-old novel by the writer-director of this film, Tim Federle, the movie follows the adventures of Nate and his best friend, Libby, as they sneak away for a weekend in New York City for an open casting call on a new Broadway show, a process that's aided by Nate's Aunt Heidi, played by Lisa Kudrow. The plot is silly but good-natured and energized by the sometimes over-the-top performances by Ruby Wood as Nate and Aria Brooks as his best pal. It's rated PG for a storyline that's sometimes funny and occasionally genuinely touching. 2.5 stars for the lightweight but likable Better Nate Than Ever. And on the Michael Medved Show, next time we'll have the final data about the Hungarian elections. And Viktor Orban, who is one of Putin's biggest fans, remaining fans in Europe. In fact, next to Alexander Lukashenko, who is the president of Belarus, probably Orban is the biggest Putin fan. He won. What does that mean? Why should Americans care? Why do so many conservative Americans seem to like Orban? We'll talk about that next time on the MedVed Show. We'll also talk about a new Iron Curtain descending upon Russia. Is it an Iron Curtain Russia's imposing on itself, or is it America's fault? And much more. North Korea threatens serious consequences, nuclear war, that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets,
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.